We had made our way down the hill towards the sea for lunch. A disposable barbecue, carrier bags full of meat, baguettes, crisps, dips, already washed salad beginning to wilt. But after the blinding flash and the dome of destruction rolled upwards into a familiar shape, deep into the clouds above the point of impact, we abandoned the bags in some gorse, itself in a radiant bloom, and we made our way back up the dunes. The sea appeared to be rising rapidly, huge waves looming. On the horizon, a shelf of water way beyond the height we currently stood looked eager to reach us, possibly seeking refreshments. Halfway up, where dunes met the cliff path, I realized there wasn't enough time to reach suitably high ground, so I braced myself to let go. First turning, then nodding left and right rapidly, before rotating counterclockwise thrice to let the children, my husband, as well as some ignorant seagulls, know that we were to enact imminent death protocol. Here we go. Love you. Allow the water to take you, like we practiced. Waves back into the sea and all that. The kids wept gently, as I assumed they would. Now, we've been here before, remember? But I'd also believed that, as well as weeping, we'd be obliterated by the impact. Bits of us here, bits of us over there. But the water flattened us like a clumsy oaf running to the toilet having swallowed a load of chilies. As an aside, I recall being at a school reunion maybe a decade or so before this, when the hotel it was held in collapsed, imploding in a weird, rather unsettling manner. I recollect that during that experience, feeling a mere ploppy piece within the destruction, but somehow able to hold on to my wits the moment straight after the implosion, prepared for my annihilation, reflective, but not too clingy to what I would leave behind, all those hard bits flying about me. That time I found myself in the air amongst distinct objects, plunging down in an awkward, slow fashion. Yet sure I was soon to be crushed in a non-negotiable place in the collapse, but alongside all the stuff of buildings and their accoutrements, I felt a togetherness, companionship with stuff I'd previously dismissed as mere inanimate space fillers, and with enough time to get to know the ins and outs of each one. Pillows, under a section of staircase in a steel-girder tent that was coated in large protective chunks of reinforced rubble, canapes resting in my hand, croutons in my pockets. Watery scenario playing out, I considered perhaps the perceptive capacity, faced with obliteration, would flash such comforting memories as an anesthetic into the soon-to-pass knot in consciousness, christened a mere 40 years ago, its bound-up moments about to unravel. But once the wave had given up its obnoxious pushing, and with no dragback, it seemed we could enjoy the wonderful warmth similar to bathing in volcanic pools in Iceland, when that was a thing you could go and do. Nearly snoozing, I was pulled up by Rupert onto a dinghy along with everyone but Timmy, who we found idling in an out-of-place palm tree, chewing gum he'd found in the sodden pocket of the unconscious lady he'd pulled up with him. All before another flash momentarily blinded us, and the surging began again. Thank you.
here too long this time. Become attached to so much, and the pulling away is agony. A whole life receding like a dream. To wake up, I don't know where. Decades have evaporated in a matter of moments. Everything has been lost.